Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of our favorite people to talk football with, Sam Munson of the 33rd team, getting you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Sammy, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How's it going?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's just start with this. Let's talk about this Broncos offense, because in theory, they have a lot of the parts that you would need. I like their running game. I like their offensive line. I think they got capable weapons. I expected Bo Nix to either maintain where he was last year or take a step forward. None of that has happened. What's gone wrong with the Broncos offense so far this season?
Yeah, it's been disappointing from their point of view. And I think you're right. They have the pieces in place to be an awful lot better than they are. There's just this remarkable lack of consistency from them. And I think most of it is Bo Nix and the fact that he is a pretty inherently volatile, inconsistent quarterback. I mean, if you trace back his college career, like, this was a guy who was wildly inconsistent earlier in his career. And then he put it all together for sort of one spectacular season towards the end. But I think that kind of masks this idea that maybe he is a little bit more volatile and hit and miss and a roller coaster ride than maybe people thought he might be. But, you know, he should be able to connect. The passes are there. You watch these games and he's consistently just not able to put the ball where it needs to be, whether it's to Troy Franklin, who is, you know, a college teammate. Their inability to get on the same page on these deep throws, despite the fact that they've played together before, is kind of crazy. But Marvin Mims as well, Cortland Sutton, they have the weaponry for this to be a high-octane, explosive passing attack, and it's just rarely able to do it for extended stretches.
So let's talk about the defensive side of things. That's certainly where the Broncos kind of make their money, so to speak. It feels like it centers around their defensive line. They got four legitimate pass rushers. I think Nick Benito has been the best defensive player in the league this year. I'd vote for him for defensive player of the year. But let me ask you this, because they have been able to gobble up some bad offenses and some bad quarterbacks. Do you think this defense is maybe as good as the numbers project when they go up against a team like Kansas City that has the quarterback play and the weapons that they have put around Mahomes this season?
I think it's got the ability to. I mean, they bring the best pass rush to the table basically every single week, and that's going to take you a long way in the NFL. If you can put consistently pretty much any quarterback under a significant amount of pressure, you're going to have some success on defense, but they've got coverage on the back end as well. This is not just a pass rush with nothing backing it up, and obviously that suffers a blow when they're without Patrick Surtain, which they've been for a couple of weeks, but you know, Riley Moss is a good number two corner on the other side. They've got the ability to cover on the back end to help out this pass rush. And yeah, I think it is a very good defense, but obviously Patrick Mahomes is, you know, one of the most talented quarterbacks in NFL history. So it's a whole new challenge anytime you're facing him.
Keeping it with the Broncos defense, how has their defense changed with no Patrick Surtain? He's probably the best corner in the National Football League, and when you put that corner with that pass rush, you can be incredibly dominant. They don't have him, and you've got to match up against a Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and the weapons on Kansas City. What does the rest of that Broncos secondary look like?
Yeah, the funny thing is it hasn't changed that much because Riley Moss was already getting targeted like the most in the NFL just because Patrick Surtain is there. So obviously you're going to go in the opposite direction. And for some reason, that's kind of sustained without Patrick Surtain in the lineup. People are still going after Riley Moss for reasons I can't quite explain at this point. He's a pretty good corner and his coverage numbers are good. So it's not even like it's having a tremendous amount of success. He's definitely been flagged a little bit, which maybe masks the coverage numbers a touch, but he's a good player. I think their depth is pretty solid, but obviously when you take away a defensive player of the year kind of corner, I mean, that's going to make an impact on any defense in the NFL.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of the 33rd team, taking a look at this game through a more stats analytic breakdown. Let's focus to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about the offensive line. How much better is the Chiefs' offensive line with Josh Simmons than they are with Jalen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More.
I think it's significant. I don't think it's, you know, night and day. I think Jalen Moore deputized fairly well. And this is a guy, you know, who was kind of signed to be the starter, or at least to give them a backstop of being comfortable with having him as the starting left tackle before they knew they were going to get a guy like Josh Simmons in the draft. So he should be able to start games and do a solid job. And I think he's been decent. But you would look at it, and particularly against a guy like Nick Benito, and you would say, I'm significantly more comfortable with Josh Simmons trying to go one-on-one with Nick Benito than I am Jalen Moore.
I want to get your thoughts on the Chiefs' run game. Is this the product of the Chiefs maybe don't have enough talent in that running back room? Is it a lot of people believe it is the Chiefs don't run from under center? It's running out of shotgun that has caused their run game to kind of stall. Do you think it's the offensive line? I mean, they have been unable to get that run game going basically at any point this season. When you look at the film, when you look at the Chiefs, why is that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrible collection of talent overall. I think it's not, there's no standout there. Isaiah Pacheco maybe becoming one of these sort of flash in the pan type of running backs that the NFL sees every now and again. His early burst on the scene was so spectacular, but I don't know if the talent is going to sustain him into this long career. Kareem Hunt has had a nice career, but he's now reached this age where he's more of a complimentary piece. And then maybe their most talented running back is Rashard Smith, the rookie, who they're sort of easing into this and is extremely young at the position, you know, a former college wide receiver that was converted in his final year in college. And so he's just not played the position that much. And I think that's maybe why they're reluctant to kind of really up his workload and give him kind of the full workload in the backfield. They were also apparently, you know, in at the trade deadline, potentially looking for a guy like Breece Hall, who would have been a spectacular addition to the backfield. But I think a large part of it is that they just don't have that superstar in there. Or if they do, he's the guy that they're sort of least far along in terms of, you know, mentally and just being used to playing that position.
Let's switch to the defensive side for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's been a lot of criticism in Kansas City towards Chris Jones and him having two sacks so far this season. There's been a lot towards Charles Omenihu, who is also having a little bit of a down year. What are you seeing on film with the Chiefs defensive line? They've spent a lot of resources. They've put a lot of money, a lot of parts into that D line, and they did virtually nothing against the Bills a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they've definitely slowed down. It's not the group that it used to be in terms of consistent source of pressure. Chris Jones has been, you know, vaguely productive in terms of pressures and pressure rate, but nothing like the levels he's been at in the past. And, you know, maybe this is a down year for him, or maybe this is the start of a decline once you reach that kind of age. George Karlaftis is the one guy, I think, that's maintained, if not ticked up, his level of production, and it has been a consistent source of pressure for the defense. But this group used to be at its best when they had, you know, a whole bunch of defensive linemen that were all getting consistent pressure. And I think that's why, you know, they drafted a couple of these guys, Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Gilati. Like, these are guys that are supposed to step into that breach and bolster and maintain the level of pass rush that they've had. And they haven't been able to do that yet. So if Chris Jones is going to have this kind of downturn this year, they need to find that from somewhere. They need to find somebody that can pick up that slack.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, Sam. Tell us where the Chiefs have the advantage heading into this matchup. Where do the Broncos have the advantage heading into this matchup? Who are you picking on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Chiefs offense with Patrick Mahomes and the array of passing weaponry that they've got now, I mean, that's better, I think, than what Denver can deploy, certainly in terms of quarterback. Denver's pass rush is obviously significantly better than Kansas City's. It's really, that's the side of the ball, I think, that's going to determine this game. It's how much can that Denver defense slow down and stop this Kansas City offense. I think it's going to be close. I'm going to lean with the Chiefs just because you have confidence in the quarterback more.
That is our guy, Sam Munson of the 33rd team, joining us on the show, getting you ready for Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday. Sam, great stuff as always, man. I'm imagining we'll do the same thing next week when the Chiefs play maybe the best team in the NFL in the Indianapolis Colts.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.